I don't think he's mine.
I don't think he's yours either.
No. God, he's so little. You forget how small they are. God, at the beginning they weigh almost nothing. Dear God, I hope you can hear me. I wanted to thank you for saving Lola. And I just want to say that I'm not going to let things slide. I'm going to carry on doing my best, doing my very best. And I just wanted you to know that.
In King David, Dave was played by Lee Ross, Jules by Claire Rushbrook, Alice by Lizzie Watts, Lee by Ben Crowe, and Lola by Madeline Power. Val was played by Susan Jameson, The Priest by Robert Blythe, The Policeman by Will Howard, Ray by Nicholas Murchie, and Neela by Hannah Wood. King David was written by Katie Himes, and the director was Mary Peat.
And in next week's Drama on Three, we take a comic journey through the real tennis courts of Elizabethan England. That's in Singles and Doublets by Martin Wade. And remember, you can listen to each of our Dramas on Three for 7 days after they've been broadcast via the Radio 3 website. This is BBC Radio 3, just after 10 o'clock on Sunday evening. That means it's time for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
The 2013 World Roots Academy will focus on the traditional music of Azerbaijan. And the 2013 World Roots Academy protégé is Fidan Hajieva.
Well, on a very chilly evening in the north of London, I'm going to meet a very special family who will be featured in our World Roots Academy scheme 2013. Azerbaijan is indeed the country of focus, as was revealed late last month when PJ Harvey announced the name of our 2013 World Roots Academy protégé, and I'm about to meet up with her. The World Roots Academy scheme is now in its fourth year, and the idea, as ever, is to select a young UK-based musician who plays music from a particular world culture of their origin, and arrange for him or her to be mentored by a major figure from that same culture. And this year, the protégé is the youngest we've had so far. Fidan Hajieva is a 17-year-old Londoner whose parents come from Azerbaijan. And mentoring Fidan will be a singer who, as far as I'm concerned, has one of the best voices on the planet, the Mugam singer from Azerbaijan, Gochak Askarov. For this second World Roots Academy programme, I've come to meet Fidan and her parents, Shalala and Neman, in a little piece of Azerbaijan right up here in North Finchley. We'll be hearing music from Fidan's first BBC Maida Vale session, which she recorded along with her mentor Gochak, and also with his group of instrumentalists, some of the finest from Azerbaijan. So first, let's hear Gochak Askarov from that Maida Vale session, singing the Mugam Shur.
Anamadeyi palace yellow. Dağları dələr, dağları dələr, dağlara dəyər. Dağlara deyir, çəkməsin bir dəyəy, dumandan pərdə, dözmərəm dərdə, dərdə. Gün keçər ilə dönər, il keçər günə dönər, gün keçər ilə dönər. Keçər günə dönər, kişləsən amərd atı, kişləsən amərd atı, mərd toyub ayaqdır, ayaman, mərd toyub ayaqdır. Kişləsən amərd atı, kişləsən amərd atı, mərd toyub ayaqdır, ayaman, mərd toyub ayaqdır. Sirli dünya, sirləri dirli dünya, gəlmişik aça gedək, gəlmişik aça gedək, hərəmiz bir dil dünya, ay aman, hərəmiz bir dil dünya, gəlmişik aça gedək, gəlmişik aça gedək, hərəmiz bir dil dünya, ay aman. Hərəmiz bir dil dünya. Deyirəm düzəl dünya, düzəlmir gözəl. Uzanır yüzə dünya, ay aman, uzanır yüzə dünya. Bir halal qazanc paya, bir halal qazanc paya. Uzanır yüzə dünya, ay aman, uzanır yüzə dünya.
Dialing Gotchar for my Skype lesson with him.
Alo.
Salam,
necəsiz?
Salam.
Mən də yaxşıyam, çox sağ olun.
Basically, Gotcha's asking me to sing Sarı Gelin, but he's teaching me another version of it. a different way to sing it that I haven't sang before. So that's what he's doing right now. Ha, devam edebiliriz. Gedirsen tez gayet gel. Gözü yolda kalan var.
Gözü yolda kalan var.
Gözü yolda kalan var. Saçın ucun hürmezler. Gülü sulu dermezler. Sar gelin.
Nota fikir ver bana.
So that was Fidan Hajiyeva, our young World Roots Academy protege 2013, having a Skype lesson with her mentor, the singer Gochak Askarov, all the way from Azerbaijan. And before that, we heard Gochak singing Shur Mugam. Well, I'm on a night out with Fidan and her family. We're sitting around a table here in the Azerbaijan restaurant up in North Finchley in London. So I would like to ask you a couple of questions, Fidan, about your interest in music. How did you become interested in Mugam?
I became interested in Mugam because of my dad. When I was younger, he would always make me listen to my own culture's music. He would always talk about it to me and show me videos and famous singers singing, like Gochak. But I never thought I would be interested in it, and I never thought I would be able to sing as well.
So at what stage in your life, I mean, you're now 17, how old were you when you started to sing?
When I was 13, I discovered that I actually had a voice. I would always sing around the house, and my parents would actually get quite annoyed with me. Yes.
Why was that? Why did
they? Because they're trying to sleep, and then there's me singing around the house on chairs.
On chairs?
Yeah, I would go up on chairs and start singing.
You'd stand up on a chair?
Yeah, because, you know, like, because I'm a very nervous person, no one was watching me. So I was like, why not stand up on a chair and act like I'm in a concert?
And you enjoyed singing?
Yeah, I love singing, especially when there's no one at home. If I'm by myself, then it's just weird.
And Fidan, what did you start out singing? Were you singing, were you imitating the singers that your father had told you about? Were you trying to sing Mugam?
Not really Mugam, but just general Azeri music. I would try singing, but I mostly started singing Turkish songs. I got into a competition when I was younger. It was a Turkish competition, as there is not much Azeri people in this country. It was a Turkish competition. I got into it with a Turkish slow song. I got in through the first semi-finals, but when it came to the finals, a Turkish girl won because she sang a song about her country.
So obviously, and it wasn't your country.
Yeah, it wasn't my country. So obviously she was going to get chosen, but not me. So yeah.
And how close is Turkish music to Azeri music, would you say,
you know,
Fidan?
They've got dramatic songs, but it won't make you cry, but it's like they're crying in their songs. That's how it is. And some of their instruments are different to ours as well. I think we have more unique instruments than them. No offense.
So you say that you're a very nervous person. What do you mean exactly by that, Fidan? Because, you know, we saw you on stage at the Radio Theatre, and actually you were incredibly confident.
Well, when I say I'm a nervous person, when I go up to stage, I feel really weird. Like my hands start shaking, I get butterflies, it's just like I'm going to faint. So. And it's like when someone asks me, they're like, sing for us. Like when I go to school, they're like, sing for us. And I'm just like, no, I can't do it. It's like, I think Gochak really helped me before I went onto stage. I feel more confident singing with him because I know if I do a mistake, he can fix it for me. He'll cover for me. But obviously I can sing by myself too, but I feel more confident singing with him because I know he's a professional.
And so when you were at the Radio Theatre, I mean, there was a pretty much full house. There were about 200 people there, including your family and friends and journalists and so on. How did you feel when you stood up and you looked across the stage?
Across
the audience?
I walked in and I just saw everyone. First of all, I was happy that I didn't see my mum because I get nervous. At first, I looked around. I'm just like, where's my mother? And then I realised she was upstairs. because it was dark, I didn't really focus on the audience. I was just like, let me just do my own thing so I don't get nervous.
That was clever.
When I focus on the audience, I get really nervous. And I was told that, like, I'm meant to sing for the audience. Just choose one person out of the audience and sing to them. So I just chose the random person and started singing to them.
Who told you that? That was very good advice.
It was Gotchar who told me that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's going to be a good teacher to you.
Yeah, he was just like, just don't be nervous. Just look at one person and just sing to them and just forget about the rest of the audience. Then that's what I've done. And then I realised everyone was upstairs because they were cheering.
Well, Fidan, we're going to hear another track that you recorded with Gotchak at the Maida Vale Studios from that session, which was just after the launch of the World Roots Academy. And you did a duet with Gotchak. Can you tell us about it?
Well, the duet was called Nin Nayaram. It's, again, a love song like most Azeri music. Gotchak thought that this duet was really perfect for my voice because he made me listen to it a million times over Skype, a million times. And he said it's perfect for my voice.
And at the Maida Vale Studios, how was it?
Oh, Maida Vale Studios, it was really good because I was confident now because no one was watching me, obviously.
Your mum wasn't there.
Yeah, no one was there. It was just behind the microphone. It was okay. And when I sing, I always look at Gotchak to see like if I'm doing it right. Like if he smiles at me, then that's good. I'm doing well.
Esmer yarım inne, inne, inne.
Well, we heard Nina Yaram. That's a duet that was sung by our 2013 World Roots Academy protege, Fidan Hajiyeva, together with her mentor, the singer Gochak Askarov. And that was recorded in the Maida Vale studios. Well, I would like to have a quick word with Fidan's father, Neyman Hajiyev. Neyman, tell me about your background as a musician, because you have played music.
When I was 9 years old, I was playing on nagara, small drums. And after I went to music school.
To music school?
Yeah, within 2 years. Now is my friends, all of them, is coming to great musicians.
Which school was that?
That was in Karabakh, Agdam.
So it's the western part of Azerbaijan, which is now occupied by Armenia.
Yes, yes.
So you had a sort of a natural ability as a percussionist, but you also developed a love for the traditional or the classical music of Azerbaijan, the Mugham.
Actually, the old Karabakh is built up on Mugham. The most of popular singers is coming from Karabakh.
But what, I don't know what's that.
It's maybe weather.
It's the water.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe water. Because of the Karabakh is some kind of paradise for me and most of the Azeri peoples.
A musical paradise.
Yeah, musical paradise.
So tell us how and when you first came to this country from Azerbaijan.
Yeah, until 13 years I left Azerbaijan.
You were 13 years old when you left Azerbaijan. Well, that's young. Yeah. And where did you go then?
To Russia, military.
Oh, you did your military service.
Yeah, and after 8 months I left that as well. I came back to Baku. I was working on the big ship 8 years. And after Soviet Union public has come down totally, everyone has stopped.
So that's after the fall of the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
And that's in the early 90s, 1991, 92.
Yeah. It's my country, but I'm not comfortable over there.
And what attracted you about this country? The food. It must have been the food. Tell us the truth.
No. Is democracy, more democracy here.
Neyman, you stopped playing music then, presumably when you were working on the ships.
Yeah.
And now you're living here in London. Are you keeping music up at all?
When they are away from home, I'm starting to play myself. They don't like my music when I play.
He plays so much at home, I'm so used to it, I find it annoying now.
Neyman, I'd really like to hear a piece of music that you have special love for, that some piece of music that's really important to you.
Actually, the most of Azeri music, Mugams, is important for me. But I go, one of them is Shufkat Alekberova. She's passed away about 20 years back. But she's got amazing voice and very talent. Mugam or pop music or lyrical. I love
a great singer, and you, someone who you've listened to very much.
Yeah, I listen to.
And when you listen, do you miss Azerbaijan? What do you feel?
When you listen, you're feeling something you missed.
But you don't know what.
Yeah.
You just feel nostalgic for something.
What's that?
So it's just the power of music to move you.
Yeah.
Men unutan ulduzu, nasıl şefek sanardın? Kime inanma sandı, bir ona inanırdım. Kime inanma sandı, kabahetim büyüktür. Aylar dümen akşam dümen akşam. Bilir kimi bilir bir könü sındır nişan. Bilir kimi bilir bir könü sındır nişan.
Well, we just heard the Azeri singer Shovkat Alekperova, and that was the favorite song of Neyman Hagiyev. That was the song that he especially loves. And as we were listening to it here at this restaurant up in North London, his wife, Fidan's mother, Shalala, was saying, oh, this song just makes me very, very nostalgic for... Yes. Azerbaijan, it reminds you of your childhood, yes, Shalala.
Yes, because you know, when I was a child, I went to dance lessons. I had a lot of dance lessons.
In Baku?
In Baku. Every day I had a small tape, and every day after school I was with my tape. I like it to listen to lyric musics like Shovkat Alekperova, Rovşen Behçeti. I love them.
Fidan was telling me as we were listening to the song that she was born, Shovkat Alekperova
was born in
1922.
Yes, 22. But she died when she was, I think, about 70.
So what is it about her voice that you love and that makes you want to cry?
I don't know, you were saying. I can't explain this, but when she's singing, I'm flying, I'm going. All my childhood coming to my...
It comes back.
Yes, comes back, everything, you know.
Because this music, what we just heard, is not Mugam.
No Mugam, it's a no Mugam. But I,
it's like popular music.
Yes. When I was a child, after 25, I start to listen to Mugam. And now I'm very like Mugam. I can't explain this feeling, but when I'm listening my music, I'm find myself, I'm crying, you know. Because I'm far from my family as well.
So when a musician comes over like Gochak Askarov, you make sure you're there.
Yes, he's very good singer. He has very nice voice. Like I have one, the singer Aygün Beyler. She has amazing voice.
And who is she? Tell me who she is.
She lives in my country. She's a famous singer as well. She's singing Mugam and like lyric musics, like
popular music.
Popular music. And even Gochak loves her voice.
Well, let's hear a piece of her music.
The name of the music in Azerbaijan is Tut Ağacı. It's about the childhood. She had in the garden that tree, and she played in that, you know, the...
In the shade of the tree.
Yeah, shade of the tree. And she coming back when she is old, and she's remembering her childhood, and it... It's wonderful music. Yeah, I love the music and how she's singing this music.
Even my brother likes it.
Yeah, my son loves her voice and this music.
Çarpaz dağ çekmişem, neçə körpə budağını mən əzmişem. Bir gün şirin hatirələr sorarlar, səni gözləyəcəyimi bilməmişem. De köksünə neçə çarpaz dağ çekmişem, neçə körpə budağını mən əzmişem. Bir gün şirin hatirələr sorarlar, seni gözləyəcəyimi bilməmişəm. Seni gözləyəcəyimi bilməmişəm. Seni gözləyəcəyimi bilməmişəm.
That is the favorite Azeri singer of Shalala Kasimova, or Shalala Hajieva, who is the mother of our World Roots Academy protege, 2013. And that was a singer called Aygün Hümbatova. And the song was Tut Agaj. So now I think it's a good moment to go back to our Made a Veil session that we did with you, Fidan, with your mentor, Gochak Askarov, and his musicians. And we asked the musicians to introduce the musical instruments, and these are the absolute masters of Azeri instrumental music. So here they are, one by one, talking about their instruments, and then we're going to hear a 9-minute virtuoso instrumental piece in which they're all playing together. But first, this is the tar player, Mirjavad Jafarov.
Ben Mirjavad Jafarov.
I am Mirjavad Jafarov, and I'll tell you a little about the tar. Many people around us use a similar instrument, but in the 1870s there was a prominent player in Azerbaijan who developed the tar, adding 6 more strings so that it changed from having 5 strings to 11 strings, so it became more sophisticated. Also in Azerbaijan we play the tar higher up, close to the chest.
And this very special, almost like a figure of eight shaped resonator. What is that made from?
Well, the body is made of mulberry tree and the neck is walnut wood. And stretched over the body is a skin, and that's made from the heart of an ox.
When I see you playing, you're moving the tar towards your chest and then away from it, and that gives a very special effect. Could you demonstrate that? Thank you. Excellent. So, it's your turn, Shirzad.
Man, Shirzad Fataliyev, Azerbaijan.
My name is Shirzad Fataliyev, and I play the balaban. The instrument is quite widespread. It's also called the duduk in other regions. It's an old instrument, and it's used in folk ensembles as well as mugam.
And so what gives it that very special kind of mournful sound?
There are just 2 parts to the instrument, the tube and the reed. It's a double reed instrument, but we use a different kind of reed to the one used for louder instruments. And you can hear that the sound of the balaban is very close to the human voice.
Can we have a demonstration? Circular breathing?
Yes, we can push air out of our mouth while we take a breath. So the sound is continuous.
Thank you, Shirzad.
Thank you.
Sağ ol. Okay, next up is Kamran.
I'm Kamran Karimov. I play the traditional percussion instrument called the nagara. It's a cylindrical drum played just with the hands, and it's covered with lambskin. Traditionally, only skin is used, but in recent times, players have started to use plastic membranes too. And in Azerbaijan, many players have drums like mine, where one end is covered with skin and the other with plastic. This gives us different sounds, which we use in different kinds of music. I play mugam, I play folk music, and I play jazz on the nagara too. So I play the lambskin side first, then the plastic.
Okay, and last but not least,
I am Elnur Mikhailov. I am Azerbaijani and I play the kemancha. You find this instrument all over the Middle East, in Iran, in Iraq, in Turkey, but the Azerbaijani kemancha is different. The body is made of walnut and it's covered with fish skin, and the bow is made of horse hair.
So it's a spike fiddle. You play it with the instrument resting on your knee. So can you give me a demonstration of how you bow it, how you play it?
Thank you.
an instrumental piece played by Mir Javad Jafarov on tar, Elnur Mikhailov playing the kemanja, which is spike fiddle, Kamran Karimov on the nagara, the drum, and Shirzad Fataliev playing the balaban. You're listening to me, Lucy Duran, on World Roots, with a program devoted to the World Roots Academy Scheme 2013 with protege Fidan Hajieva and her family. Now, just as we were about to pack up the instruments at the end of the Maida Vale session, Fidan's mentor, the singer Gochak Askarov, offered to do one more song for us, and we're thrilled that he did, for what a beautiful piece it was. So here he is to introduce it.
This song is called Tasnif and is in the Mugam of Mod Shustar. Each Mugam has its own special character, and Shustar is associated with sadness. Like when you lose someone or you have to say goodbye to someone. Every singer has his own favorite Mugams, and this is one of my favorites. I feel it's very close to my own nature. The verse and the music of this song were composed by our contemporary composer Behram Nasibov. And it's about a man talking to his son who has lost his love. The verse say, "When I see you sad, it feels like the whole world is closing in. It's dark and snowy, and I'm going gray with worry for you."
Kimseye zerre ziyanım neynim Aşinalardan uzaklaştı görüp ehvalımı Çün heleli var nefesi Reyimce dövreyler Dövrü zaman neynim Olaram derde hem de Seni gemli görende
Boran olar, garolar, işin ahu,
saçlarıma düşer sen geldi görende saçlarım. Esen külek dayana günler kara boyana esen külek dayana günler kara boyana boşa odlar dayana seni gömdü görende aşık odlar dayana
was Shushtar Tasnif, a song sung by the 2013 World Roots Academy mentor, Gochak Askarov from Azerbaijan. Well, I'm still here at the Azerbaijan restaurant with this year's protege, Fidan Hajieva, and also with her parents, Neman and Shalala. But Fidan, you have been put together with Gochak Askarov.
Yes.
So what's that been like? For you?
It feels great learning from him because he's a professional singer and no one professional has really taught me before. And knowing that he can teach me pieces from Azerbaijan is quite exciting. and I'm really happy that he's my mentor because I get along with him as well. When I do a mistake, like, he doesn't get angry at me, he actually corrects me. And like when we sing, he's always like smiling at me, saying, yeah, you're doing great, which motivates me a lot. And because he motivates me, I always sing better.
But you are obviously very motivated as a singer because you've been inspired enough to convince all of us that you were the right person to be the protege for 2013.
Of course I am motivated, but it comes to times when like you're practicing and you do one little bit wrong and then it's just like your motivation just goes down. It's like, oh, I'm useless, I can't do it. And then he's just there like, I know you can do it, you can do it. When we were practicing before the launch, I was making like little mistakes. He was like, don't worry, you're gonna sing, don't worry, you're gonna sing. And then that's how he motivated me. And then when I went up on the stage, I was confident. I was like, I can do it. Because Aaron believes in me, he believes in me, so I can do it.
Having been made the protege of the World Roots Academy, has this in some way changed your ideas? Because you're studying business.
Being the 2013 protege has changed my ideas completely, because now I actually really want to study music because I know I have the talent. But I'm still thinking about it, but I think I'm going to study music in the future and not waste my talent.
That's great. I'm very, very happy to hear that. And in April, our plan is to travel to Azerbaijan with you. We're going to be following you with some more intensive mentoring sessions with Gochak Askarov. And we're going to find out more about the extraordinary tradition of Azeri music. And that's going to be quite a journey. And we're going to end with a solo song that you did, Fidan, at the Maida Vale Studios session. So will you tell us what that is?
That's a song, again, about love, like all Azeri songs. It's called Küçelerde Susat Meşem. When you translate it to English, it sounds completely wrong. She's basically saying, I'm throwing water on the road. What she's doing is she's throwing water on the streets, cleaning it, because her love's going to come, so everywhere's perfect for him. So clean for him, Dad. And she wants him to come quietly so no one knows about his return.
Gelsin.
An Azeri classical song sung by Fidan Hajeva, ending World Roots, which was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Roger Short. Next week, World Roots begins a month of programmes as part of our Baroque Spring, exploring the Latin American Baroque in Paraguay and Bolivia.
From the first glimpses of spring to a world alive with music. Baroque Spring, coming soon to BBC Radio 3.
Yes, as I mentioned, that all begins next weekend. Well, there's music through the night with me, John Shea, from 12:30, starting with Tippett's oratorio, A Child of Our Time. Before that, with the time at 11 o'clock, it's Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, a taster of the artistry of Marius Nesset, tonight's featured artist in our concert set later on in the show, recorded at this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend in Southport. Also on the show, a preview of the Bristol Jazz and Blues Festival, which gets into full swing next week. But to get things started, a brand new release from the Mercury Music Prize nominated MOBO and BBC Jazz Award winning saxophonist Silwetto Kinch. From his soon to be released fourth album, The Legend of Mike Smith, this is The Healing. Thank you.